The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pearl of Malaysia, right across the river through the woods where Granny loves a little white diesel before she goes to bed in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bands, ready to travel, it's the kind of fashion show you have to do. Friend to come around, flat to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs up there, what a mess, tons of town, my brain splattered all over that energy. Be sure I got, I think I might have caught something from Cave Shaduba. Hey, what's going on? I'm Farrell with your boy Carver. Hi this evening. And, I might as well start by talking about it because that's all I know as of right now, Carver. Hi, that's really all I know. All I know about is the Farrell Ballers. That's all I know about because I had a game tonight and
how'd it go?
You know, remember I told you the line was 15.5.
Right, it went down.
It went down to 5, but because Coco wasn't playing, and then the pro guard, your boy HH. And I'm not talking high heat. I'm talking Aaron Hargrove from Sacramento State. He had to work a double overtime, like, high school game. And he called me up at tip-off and said, I can't come. And I'm like, all right, later, bye. Because, I don't want to hear it. I'm like, later. See ya. We'll do it without you, too. And so we had six of us, and we won by 14. So the 15.5 probably should have stayed in play, and that would have not been a cover. But we did cover based on the line dropping so exceedingly before tip-off. But we played this really good player. There's one guy on the team that's really good. The rest of them suck. And he's a really good player. He's really good. And at halftime, we led by 4. And we built it up to like 10 or 12 in the first half, and then we were up by 4 because we started missing some threes or something. And then they fought their way back with him scoring. And then in the second half, we played a box and one on him the entire half, and he never scored again. And we won by 14. That was the end of him. He had about 20 in the first half and never scored again. We had a box and one on him. We put our two best defenders on him each for 11 minutes. And the one guy got up to 5 fouls. He had like 2, and then he went 3, 4, 5, and he gets 6. And then the other kid just ate him alive like a mosquito. sleeping in your cabin as a kid at camp, just swarming around your head when you're sleeping, driving you nuts. So we beat them, no problem. Everybody scored. Our big with the dislocated finger, he had like 22. He was hitting mini hooks, follow-ups, rebounds, tip-ins. It was ridiculous. Our brother, my boy Dalen, had a steal at midcourt, went in and thunder cranked a tomahawk windmill dunk. That pretty much sealed the deal. We welcome our radio affiliates, millions of them. Millions of them to the program this evening. Absolutely millions of affiliates everywhere, all over the globe, they're listening. Sirius XM, all over the southern hemisphere of the world. In a world scoured by satellite radios, only one channel stood the test of time. 159 Sports Grid Radio. And then of other ill repute are many good friends in San Diego, ESPN Radio, the Mightier 1090, and Nerteo Mona, Sports Map Radio Network in Houston, Tejas, and Sports Byline USA, Ron Barr and Deepak up in the city, Armed Forces Radio all over the globe. Give me a hoo-bah, soldier, hoo-bah. And on the Prison Network, all federal prisons around the country listening in. Murderers, killers, drug dealers, pimps, prostitutes, gigolos.
I hear we do good with that
child
crowd.
Sex traffickers.
Mm.
Human traffickers. Drug dealers. Fentanyl dealers. Heroin dealers. Lifers. Custodians. And KP duty at the Folsom State Prison and at San Quentin in California. Yeah, yeah. Can I get a shout out for Uncle Futrelli on the Prison Radio Network? Hoorah, soda, hoorah.
Woo, woo.
Also, the Saltwater Taffy Radio Network. This ain't no saltwater taffy. Carver High, we got no saltwater taffy. This ain't no sugar. We got no sugar over here. We got a big one going on tonight in Waco. West Virginia up 8 on the highly ranked Baylor Bears at the half. Pro Ballers winners by 14. It's for Rel on the bench. All right, for all on the bench. So I had to change chairs there, Carver High, from the TV chair to the radio chair. There's, you know,
well, how are all these
chairs,
like,
for my?
You got a lot of different chairs. How are all these basketball games affecting your ailments from a couple weeks ago? Like, it seems like
That's
you're back
thing.
Up.
Like, I gotta, you know what I mean? Like, I got different chairs for my, you know, multitude of ass and. You know, my almond problem. You know what I mean? I got a lot of, I've had a lot of sore almonds. You know what I mean? So I've had, like, you know, pumpkin sized problems, grapefruit sized problems with the Satchel Paige. So, I mean, to tell you, like, I mean, you have no idea. I don't think, honestly, in my life, I've ever, literally ever, had pain like that. And I've had everything. I mean, I have broken every bone in my body twice, and I've had, you know, 12 surgeries. I've had 4 ass surgeries. You know,
right.
When you got fissures and fistulas, you'll find out how badass you are. I mean, in a matter of hours, you will know exactly where you stand on this earth. You're either a man or you are wearing a skirt, and you can quote me on that. I mean, it is, I mean, oh. And you'll find out who loves you, too, when they got to put that ointment in there.
Oh.
You'll find out who cares about you. When they got out the you know, foot-long Q-tip, and they come, you know, pulling into the cul-de-sac. You know who, you know, you find out who your friends are. And I mean to tell you, that hurt like nobody's business. I was like, I remember, I'll never forget, like, going into the bathroom. And, like, I had to wear diapers, the whole deal. Like, it was the worst. It was the most humiliating. It was the most awful nightmare, like, few years of my life. Like, for, like, 3 years, this problem wouldn't go away. And it just kept coming, rearing its ugly head like a turtle. And I was like, what is happening here, doc? And so the first guy operated on me 3 times. And I'm like, dude, I'm done with you. Nice knowing you. And meanwhile, his name, you know, I can't say his name. I'll get sued. But, he had the greatest name for a like an ass surgeon you could ever imagine. Like, it was like right out of a horror movie. This guy's name was so perfect for how he butchered me. And then finally, I hired the right surgeon, and he fixed the problem, never to be seen again. He wow. solved the problem. He put in, like, a whole contraption of, like, you know, rubberized, like, bridge, and he got it all fixed. And that guy, obviously, I'm friends with him to this day because he fixed it. And he's like, I've never seen anything like that. That's a problem. Boom, and then he fixed it. So I had 4 of those surgeries, and once you have 4 of those, you are just done with, like, knowing what pain is. You know, nothing could top it, right, ever, until I got this. Oh, my God. This was the worst. I mean, didn't you see my face on, like, Monday and Tuesday doing the show on TV? Like, bro, you guys thought I was on heroin or something. I was gushing water out of my face. I was gushing like Fred Flintstone. I mean, I was soaking wet. I mean, just soaked. And it was because of pain. I was sitting there trying to, like, do the show, and it hurt so bad that I was, like, I was in agony. And I was like, I don't know if I can do it. Because just even talking hurt, right? And so, you know, I guess at the end of the day, like, dude, I have one butt pillow that's like a, it's like a, I don't even know. It's the funniest thing because it has like a little hole, like a at the end of it, like a. It's got like a. It looks like a potty training toilet, you know, like you had for you know Little Willie, and right. and Ray Lewis. You got like the little potty train toilet seat where they got like the little hole there, and then that's what it looks like. But the rest of it's this really hard, you know, soft hard pillow. Like it's a combo of like foam, and it's really good. And you used to see me with that at the studio at the Meadowlands, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, I brought it there one day and lost it because we never went back to that place. I go, I wonder if I should leave this here because, you know, I don't want to lose it or anything. You think,
yeah, it'll be fine.
You know, still be here in the morning if I, you know, if I leave it here. Sure enough, we never went back ever again. And then when I went back, it was gone. And then, so then I have another one that's my wife bought me, which is a blow-up one. It's like a sex doll. Except that it's not a sex doll. It's actually a like a butt donut, and it looks like a raft. It looks like a you know like something you'd have out. You'd be sitting on it out in a lake, with your something, ass through it.
Somebody save somebody who falls off a boat. You know, you throw that out.
One of those. Life preserver. Just like that. Yeah, life preserver, and it's even orange like that too, which is even funnier. I'm like, what is this? A life preserver? And she's like, just sit on it and shut up. I was like, all right. So then I did that. And it, you know what the problem with that was is that it's you know it's rubber and it's air. So when you sit on it in the studio, like on a chair, it moves around. Like it's like one of those things you stand on. Have you ever like stood on the you know the gym? It's got the thing. Can you stand on this with one leg and then you move around? You're shaking. So when I sit on this thing, it moves around. It bobs and moves. And I'm like, what am I on a boat? I can't sit on a boat when I'm doing the show. The thing moves around. Like, you know, the air just keeps rolling and rocking and moving. I'm like, listen, I'm not going to get seasick doing the show. Thanks. And that was the end of that pillow. So now I'm just on a lawn chair type seat. And it's really comfortable. And it's like, you know, you could sit out in the back deck with it and smoke a fatty. And you'd be like styling or you take it to a Little League game or something. You'd be styling. But I don't have any problems anymore. Like I'm off the meds, the problem's gone, the pain's gone, the whole deal's gone. It's over. So it took whatever. This has been like Friday was 10 days. So Saturday, Sunday, 12, Monday, third. This is the 13th day without it. Without, you know, I've been treated for 10 and 3 days free of it. So I don't have any more problems. But now I just, I guess, have to take care of myself because, I mean, I don't want any part of that again. I mean, I mean, honestly, dude, people ask me all the time, like when I'm at the gym because I play so much ball, they're like, what happened to your almonds? I'm like, there was no almond joy. And then tonight I had somebody ask me again. They're like, how's your package? And I'm like, I'm light-footed. I feel good. Thanks for asking. I'm really like a gazelle out there, aren't I? Because I had some buckets and I played, you know, whatever. Again, limited minutes. I just didn't, you know, these guys are so obsessed with the playing on my team. They, none of them want to come out ever. Like even my guy Killer, he's got a torn calf. He's out there on one leg. He won't come out either. He just like, he'll play till like they put him in a wood chipper. So I come out. I just don't need it. I don't need the aggravation. I'm not going to argue with people about minutes in a rec league, you know, fat white guy basketball league. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like the players are really good in my league. There's some that are great. Some aren't. But it's overall really good, and it's tough. And it's ultra hyper alpha competitive. And guys just refuse to come out. Even though they come out, but every time they do, they get stink face. You know, they got the whole, they give you like, I just was starting to get hot. I just made a basket. Why would you take me out? And I take everyone out. I'm the coach. It's my team. I'm like this. Boom, Chad. Boom, Dalen. Boom, get out. Money. Boom, Derek. In. That's how I do it. I'm just like everybody. I need guys on the floor that can finish and that produce, rebound, block shots, score, hit free throws. You know, guys that produce at all times. Whoever's producing is playing. That's it. If you're producing, you're on the floor. If you're not, you're sitting, drinking Gatorade. I don't care what you do. Smoke weed. Call your girlfriend. Look at porn. Whatever you got to do. But if you're not putting the ball in the hole, like if you shoot a couple air balls, you're sitting. It's Bob Knight basketball. You miss bricks, you're out. And then you go to Pharrell with the sweet finger rolls, and I had several of them tonight. So I got my Sports Grid Super Bowl shirts, Carver High tonight. Your boy Mafia stopped by and dropped him off at one point when I was playing ball. He likes to visit with Boston, my dog, who loves him. And he was hanging out with 34C. God only knows what was going on there with those two. And then I got home and saw them. I did see the Super Bowl shirts. They're like golf shirts, and they say Sports Grid on them, and they have a SG logo on the side sleeve, and then on the front it says Sports Grid. So it's very, very hot fashion. You can feel it brewing, can't you? The trip to Los Angeles. Saturday we head to LA, our network, for a splash. Really a big, frankly, unveiling of the network to the world because, you know, in 20, the COVID hit. And then, you know, in 20, it was in its, you know, infancy anyway. They weren't ready to go to some huge event and do an entire network 24 hours a day, TV and radio shows. They didn't even have a radio network. And then in 21, the COVID hit, right? So that didn't happen because the whole world shut down and it ruined sports. And then they were lucky they even had a Super Bowl, right? And then now it's 22, and in its third year that they finally go for it. And we're going to SoFi and the LA, the Radio Row, the LA Convention Center, all this broadcasting facilities and studio setups and TV, radio, everything else. And then, I mean, from what it looks like to me, Carver High, I might be wrong, but I just might need some underwear and some shorts.
Yeah.
Maybe some sweats. Maybe a pair of basketball sneakers. Maybe my toothbrush and toothpaste and maybe my razor and my glasses and
packing light.
Maybe
pack light.
Well, I mean, I've been told that, you know, in not so many uncertain terms, that that's what I'll be wearing every day. Unlike how I wear sport coats and dress shirts and, you know, nice clothes and press shirts. And we look, you know, I think, well, I'd like to think we look marvelous on the TV show every day. And then now, apparently, without any opinion at all whatsoever in this argument, if there is such a thing, and I guess the plan is to wear these shirts. I don't have any idea, so I'm just guessing right now. It's fair enough, right? Like I'm guessing that that's what they want. It's not like I talk to anybody about fashion over at the network. You know, I don't call people up and ask them what I should wear to work today. And, you know, I think I do a pretty nice job of looking sharp every day since the day I started on the network. And then now they want me to, I think, wear some shirt that they gave me every day and nothing else. So, you know, my plan is to literally not wear any underwear and just walk into the, I guess, into the TV set free balling. I mean, it sounds to me like I'm just supposed to show up and, I mean, you know what I mean? Well,
you can wear some pants.
That's all I know.
Shorts or whatever, have something on underneath.
So you want me to have pants on? Because I was told, you know, that I should just wear that. That's all they want you to wear. So I was just going to roll in all, you know, man groomed, the whole deal. And I'm willing to do that. I mean, as you know, I lived in L.A. for a long time. I mean, it's not like the first time I've been asked to do porno.
Mm.
So I'm willing.
I will say
I'm willing to do it. Like, you know, I know all the porn stars and penthouse pets, Playmates, Playboy Pillow Fight, for all hosted that. I mean, I got a lot of hot girlfriend chicks that they're ready to go. I mean, at a moment's notice, nudity. And we can film it all. I mean, we got great cameras. We can film it all.
Oh, we've got a whole crew coming. We've got several crews coming out with us, so we can get you one if you want to go and get involved in something like that. I'm sure there's somebody who could film that for you.
Do you think anyone's gonna have a fail, like, you know, like the bad performance, like the one guy that ends up in the gutter, or the one guy that ends up in jail? Or
I hope not. I hope that doesn't happen. I mean,
do you think there could be the one guy that ends up lost and they find him out in Fresno or something?
Yeah, I mean, look, anything's possible. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of guys who are going. This is the first time they're going to something like this. You know, some of the younger guys, they've never been not only to a major media event like Super Bowl Radio Row, but out, you know, maybe not even have left the state. You have no idea. So, you know, this could be a first time for some of these guys.
Are you going to be, do you think you'll be uncomfortable in the wearing the same clothes as everyone else?
Well, no. I mean, look, we'll rock what we got to rock. I mean, you know how I usually roll when we do road shows. Right. And
are you gonna wear those anyway? Like, are you gonna bust out? Like,
no. I mean, if we gotta wear those, I gotta wear those. That is what it is. I mean, that's how we're rolling. That's how we're rolling.
With a blazer.
I mean, that would kind of defeat the purpose, I would think. You know.
Well, maybe I will just bring nice clothes to go to dinner.
Yes, we definitely have to do that. There's no question about that. I was going to tell you what I looked at the weather before, because it's the first time I've actually
70
looked.
Every day.
70. I mean, this is just you can't beat this. I mean, Saturday 71, Sunday 75, Monday 78, 77, 78, 78. Not a cloud to be found. Now, you remember the last time I went to LA with you, we didn't see the sun once.
Right. Well, those days are over.
Those days are over. When we stayed in that death hotel, I the sun didn't come out once.
That was a nice hotel. You got to admit.
nice hotel if you, you know, if you like being, you know, 6,000 feet above the rest of the world, I guess it's a nice hotel, yeah.
Were you scared in it?
I wasn't a fan of the height of the hotel. No, I wasn't thrilled.
The skyscraper in a hurricane, in a earthquake zone.
Yeah, I wasn't into it.
You know, those buildings roll, right? They don't they don't tip over.
Yeah, well,
they just go back and forth on a rolling system. Nothing happens to them. I mean, not famous last words. I guess it could still happen. I mean, if you bust off a 7-8 or an 8, anything could happen. But you're right. It was scary. The lobby was on the 70th floor.
Oh my God.
And I remember riding the elevators. Our ears just popped and were plugged and the whole deal.
Fast elevators too, man. They're fast. Ooh, and a big three from Baylor here, Scotty. They're down two. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, I got to turn that game on because I'm watching TCU have sex with Oklahoma.
We may or may not, at the start of the second half, picked up Baylor getting 2.5 points live. We may or may not have done that.
West Virginia with a dagger three. Ooh. What do you mean you may or may not have? Yes,
I did.
Or no? Did you or not?
Yes, I picked up Baylor getting 2.5.
What's with the lying about it? Why don't you just say
you're saying it? May or may not. I'm in the mix here. Let's go.
I got to tell you, Notre Dame let me down tonight.
Oh, they suck.
I told you on Coast to Coast, I go, I have my druthers. I'm worried about Notre Dame getting beat.
Well, I've been...
That they can't handle the moment.
I haven't been the biggest believer. Yeah, you did. And I haven't been the biggest believer in them this season. It's been a good season. They've been better than I expected. But I thought that this was going to be a little too big for them tonight with Duke. They just couldn't score.
Yeah. So, they couldn't. They only scored 43 points in the game. So, I mean, you only scored 43 points and in the game. You at halftime, you might have been better off telling Coach Bray you had to cable. I gotta go to John. Don't worry about me, Coach. I got to go to the header because you guys just carry on over here. You don't have to play me in the second half. It's all right. I don't feel good. You know what I mean?
They took the whole night off, the whole team.
I mean, it just was embarrassing. Sometimes you just can't. You know what they remind me of? Indiana.
Yeah.
You can't read them. You can't gauge them. You can't tell. You don't know. You got to roll the dice with them. You're like, all right, I'm going to take a shot with them tonight. And I said that today. I'm taking a shot with them because I don't have faith in them to handle the moment at 5.5. And then what did it go to, 4.5?
At some point, six and a half.
It moved around a little bit. All I know is they didn't get it done. The Duke spanked their ass. Let me ask you this question. So. Think about this for a minute. Duke is playing at North Carolina on Saturday, and the word is that North Carolina is not doing anything for Mike Krzyzewski. Is that low class, or is that the right move? It's Varell on a bench. All right, so Carver High, tell me, do you think that North Carolina, if it's true that they're not planning on doing anything for Mike Krzyzewski on Saturday when they play the Blue Devils in what will be Mike Krzyzewski's last trip to Chapel Hill in his illustrious, many decades long career of coaching at Duke, with the rivalry that has stood the test of time, the greatest, perhaps, rivalry in college basketball. Do you think that North Carolina, if they do nothing for him, that is a low-class move, or being the arch rival, the right move?
It really shouldn't stop you anyway. Because when something like that happens and Jeter goes to Fenway and you have a situation like there, really anything's on the table. Now, I'll ask you this, because I haven't been keeping great – detail of the Coach K goodbye tour. You know, has he been getting big ceremonies or whatever on the road at all these other ACC gyms, you know, has Wake Forest and NC State and all these other teams, have they bowed down to Coach K when he's coming to town the past month and a half?
I think they're giving him a gift.
Okay, so they're giving him something. I think that North Carolina, it's petty if they don't acknowledge him in some way. It's very petty.
Yeah.
Very petty.
I do think there's no other answer to it. Like, they're running a promo for it right now. They're going to run promos for it all week. And obviously there's nothing going on Saturday that's bigger than that. I mean, isn't that, well, the NHL All-Star Game's going on and the Pro Bowl is going on, right?
Pro Bowl Sunday.
Pro Bowl Sunday.
Correct.
I have to tell you, though, I think I'd rather my wife be pregnant again than watch the Pro Bowl.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I'm 56,
I can't have another kid is out of the question.
I definitely wouldn't
I'd watch the Pro Bowl over that any day of the week for me.
Well, you learn the hard way, like everybody else, that it's no joke.
I'm finished. There's no chance. I'll watch whatever you want to keep me out of that situation again. No shot.
But you had no idea, like, going into it. It's the same old story, right? Like, let's get real here for a minute on the bench.
Right.
When you get married and you're a young guy in your 30s, like, at the time, you're like 40 now. Right? You're 40, right?
Yeah, I'll be 42 this year, yeah.
Right, so 42. So, you've been with me so long, I don't even know how old you are, bro. I always remind you how old I am, so you know exactly how old I am. I'm like, because I always say, listen, I'm still balling, I'm 56. But the deal is this, is that, let's talk about this for a second. When you're 30-something, how long have you been married now, Carver High? Like, have you been married 10 years?
This year will be eight. Yeah.
All right. So 8 years married, and when you get married, I think the first thing you do is you like the first year or two is generally that hot and heavy still phase, that honeymoon phase of it's about you and hot Nicole. There's talk of, you know, down the road, we, you know, obviously she wants to have kids. Like, let's just get real, like they all do. Right. I mean, let's just stop with all this other nonsense.
Yeah, of course.
Like 99% of them want to have kids. And then you as the husband are like, yeah, I mean, that's the goal. Obviously, we have to do this. We have to have kids. Of course, honey. Of course I want kids. Let's go. Let's go for it. Let's do it. And then you proceed to have all kinds of sex, and you eventually get the news that whether, you know, a lot of people struggle. There's a lot of people that don't get pregnant. There's a lot of people that have issues. There's a lot of people with in vitro, everything else. I get it. A lot of people don't get pregnant. I get it. But at some point, she came to you and said, I'm pregnant. And then you knew. And then you go through the, is it 12 weeks yet? We can't tell anyone. Can't tell anyone until it's 12 weeks. And then at like 14 weeks, it's time you start telling everybody. And then you have all the, you know, baby showers and all the, you know, all that. And then you have the, you know, then you have the kid, right? And then tell them what happens, Garber. Your nightmare begins.
Oh, yeah. Once you have the kid, it's over. I mean, it is a full-blown life changer from that point forward. I mean, just... That's it. Life's done. Like, the next, whatever, you know, 16, 17, 18 years of your life is just been taking care of another human, or in some cases more than one. Finished. Completely changes.
I think you'll find that there's no doubt it's definitely 18 years or whatever. Fair enough. But I think that it's more in the neighborhood of, you know, I'm going to say it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 11 to 12 years. Okay, so...
Yeah, because they get into that teenage years, I mean...
Yeah.
It's, you know, they start wanting to take care of themselves.
Well, yeah. So when they're like 11 or 12, they're goofy and they hang out with their friends and they do goofy things and they laugh at goofy things and they just are crazy and they have fun. When they're 15, they start thinking that they've got it all figured out. And then when they're 16, they start turning into smartasses. And when they're 17 and they get their license, they're gone. It's over.
Right.
It's over. Like, yeah. I don't even see it. I see my son for 5 minutes a day. That's it. I'm like, hey, dude, what's up? I take him to school. He's like, yeah, later, dude. That's it. It's just like the song. The cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy, my man and the moon. And when you come home, son, I don't know when. But we'll get together then. Yeah, you know we'll have a good time. And then and the car, he's gonna have them, please. Ugly kid Joe. And I can't. And then later in the song, the guy's like, "Dad, I just don't have time anymore. But it's great hearing from you. Yeah, I gotta run. But I love you. Thanks for calling. Gotta go. Bye." So here's what happens when they get to 17. It's over. They don't even talk to you. They come in. They go, "Hey, bye." You know what my son does? He goes out the front door, and when he comes down the stairs, he just goes right out. He's like, "I'm going out later." And she's like, "Where are you going?" He's like, "Later." You don't even know where he's going.
See ya.
You don't even know where he's going. You don't even know where he's going. And then, like, you know, I've had talks with him about everything, sex, you name it. He's like, "I don't want to talk about it." I'm like, "Well, I don't care what you want.
I got it under control. I got it under control."
Yeah, you got it under control. Here, use these. You know, wear your galoshes. And then, put on those rubber boots. Put that raincoat on, son. Here, wear this fisherman's outfit. You look good in it. It's going to be pouring today. So it is awful. It's the most ungratifying feeling in the world. Now people say, "Oh, it's not the way it goes." Yeah, my ass. It's exactly the way it goes. They you do everything for them, literally everything. They do nothing. They do nothing. You feed them, change them, bathe them.
They're supposed to
everything.
Return then, the favor when you get old.
Well, yeah. Well, then they eat everything, and you get it ready for them, and then they destroy everything, make a mess, and then you clean it up. Then they get to the point where they start ordering food on their own to have it delivered to the front door, so they don't have to eat the stuff you're feeding them. Then they get to the point where they just go out to dinner every night with their friends and eat. Where are you going? Going out to dinner later. And then guess who's paying for that? Me. That's who. Because he's got the whole Apple Pay going. He's got the credit card, the debit card. Like, I mean, it is just a disaster. And then all of a sudden one day they just stop talking to you. And then like they're too cool for you. And they don't talk to you. And it's so funny too, because like I play basketball with my son, like not a lot lately, but I used to. And he would play with the men and the adults. And then I'd get in arguments with him playing basketball. Like he thinks he can talk back to me and like, you know, talk smack to me. And that's not happening either. That's just not happening either. I make him snap in 30 seconds. Like just completely end up in a rubber room. So it's really weird. And now my daughter's 14 and she's starting to get, you know, she's on the verge. She's on the verge of going over the tip of the scales. You know, I'll be like, you know, I'll say stuff about, she's got injuries and stuff right now, knees and shins, right? And I'll be like, you know, why don't you do, she's like, you know, maybe you should, shut up. She tells me, I'll be like, you know, if you were just interested, shut up. And I'm like, Jesus, I remember when you used to be such a sweet little girl. What happened, Carrie? I mean to tell you. Boy, did that change your life, Carver High. Woo! Because I remember when you were a beer-drinking wrestler. Those days ended a long time ago. You are just shut down. I mean, they just shut you down. It just shut you down, Russell. I mean, it really is. It's the most unbelievably shut you down, Russell, moment in your life when you're just like, when you have to take care of kids.
Yeah, that's why
you're in
the
nightmare zone right now. You're in a nightmare zone because yours are like, how old are yours? Five and one?
5 and 1.
Oh, you're in hell.
I ain't in the nightmare zone come Saturday.
Why is that?
It's like a whole week.
Oh, because you're leaving.
For a week.
That's like paradise to you.
Oh, yeah.
Not only do you get paradise, you don't have to deal with it, but you get a sleep.
Right.
If you
that's the two biggest things.
But there's a big receipt coming because
When
you come home, she's gonna make you feel guilty.
Well, I come
that
home.
You went off on a vacation and she's been doing all the work and you're a piece of shack.
Well, I get home the day of Little Willie's birthday is February 12th. That's his birthday that day. That's why
there's
I'm taking
no way she's going to let you be any tired at all. You won't be allowed to be tired.
No, I've already – I get in it. I get in
lit,
it.
You might as well get some blow.
I get in at 9:30 in the morning off the red eye, and she's got family coming over at 1 o'clock for his birthday. So.
Hit a wall at around 4 when it's 7 west. Yeah. When it's 4 o'clock east and it's 1 o'clock west, you're going to hit a wall.
But you want to know
what? 7 p.m. in New York, you're going to be seeing double.
I got a whole week of catching some Z's, and if I want to, you know, relax and have myself a beverage after work. So I get a whole week.
Are we still on the air? Did you get a hold of the escorts for the – are we on? Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Did you check that number with the – Check 1, 2. I'm feeling like I got a shot in this West Virginia getting 14 game against Baylor there, Carver High. I'm feeling pretty decent about my chances in this game.
Yeah, no, West Virginia up 4 now. Just over 6 minutes to go. I've doubled down on this game. We've got Baylor live +2.5 and Baylor live money line. So we went double down action.
So wait, repeat that again to me. You got Baylor, you got them in game. They're down 1. You got them in game to win.
Yes, I got them in game +2.5 and in game money line. So both two bets on Baylor here in game. Down 1.
Yeah,
let's go.
I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Get the fans up.
I mean, you got to be feeling pretty good about your situation right there. I mean, Carver High is about to make some money. You can feel
it. Had a good night tonight. I had a little small SGP in the Knick game, and I had UNC Wilmington tonight, -1.5 against Drexel.
You know I love that one.
Yes.
I know.
12 straight covers for UNC Wilmington. 12 straight covers.
I mean, they mean business. I mean, I keep telling you, they cover every week. They cover every game they play. I love it. 63-62, West Virginia, 6.5 minutes left. So... we got a good one brewing in Waco. We got another hour to go on a bench.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.